Cassandra from Big Will Smokehouse.
Cassandra, I am so glad that you asked me, was the mic on?
It wasn't on?
No, it was not. So my beginning was not there, which I'm going to do it right now. Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line radio show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra from Big Will Smokehouse.
We come to you each weekend.
You guys, she is just not ready. She's not ready today.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Stealth for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD. And it really is a time to chill because I have had a rough beginning of the week. But you know what? It's all good.
Why was your week rough, Ma?
You know, I'm still trying to get used to these kids, these little kindergartners. I guess I'm expecting them to be like college students.
And that's not going to happen.
I know, but we're going to get it together. They're going to be fine.
They're going to be fine or you're going to be fine?
I'm going to be fine as well. As long, you know what, if I can get them to sit in their seats, raise their hand, not call me teacher, when I've already told them my name, to be quiet when visitors come in the room, and especially be quiet when the PA system comes on.
Okay, you asking for a little bit too much. Now, I mean, they're what grade? Kindergarten?
They're kindergarten.
Come on now. You asking for too much, Ma. You asking for exact, just too much. I can't deal with it.
I know you can't.
It's too much for me.
How is that too much?
If you can just get them to sit in their chair.
Okay, in their little chair.
In their little chair and not call you teacher. I think you asking for a lot, but all that other stuff, let them get that on first grade.
Okay, now what about when you're taking them to the restroom? Don't you think they should be orderly?
Yeah, they should be orderly as much as possible for a five-year-old. I don't know how much order you're going to get out of five-year-olds, but you know, hey, it's been a while since I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, it was.
It's been a while.
But getting back to, we're really here for the words of motivation and to inform you. Cassandra, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. You see, I took my notes down, and Friday, I didn't do anything. I think we just ordered pizzas. This place, I don't know, you guys, have you heard of this place called Blondie's Pizza? And it's out there on Warren and Greenfield. You get 8 toppings, I think, for like $14. My girlfriend told me about this years ago.
Really?
8 toppings. So I get double bacon, double hamburger, double pepperoni, and double ham, and it is double good.
Oh, wow.
And because I don't cook on the weekends sometimes. You know, if I don't have to do any catering or whatever, I'm not cooking on the weekends. So I didn't cook Friday, and I didn't cook Saturday. And Sunday, I got up bright and early to drive out to my mom's to see if I can do my couponing, because I was looking at extreme couponing on Saturday, and I decided that I was going to start back couponing. And that was an adventure. Drove way out there. Her computer wasn't working, and I was also going to, I'm going to try to fill out some applications. And I'm going to tell you guys something. When we get more people, I want to talk to you guys about this doggone filling out applications, because I have been having a hard time. I don't know if anybody else have, but these millennials, they can get a job just like that. I mean, they get 5 and 6 people. They put a job application on at 8 o'clock in the morning. By 11, they getting a response. I've been putting in applications, and I haven't gotten any response or anything, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. Ma, what did you do for your weekend?
Well, Friday night, as everybody knows, I was here at the showplace to get my dance on.
Okay.
Got my dance on. But also, we were getting prepared for EARS Showplace 7-year anniversary, which is home of Making It to the Finish Line. And I stayed until after 2 o'clock to help decorate.
Okay.
So you know that's out of character for me because normally I'm gone at least by 11.
Right.
But Saturday came back for the anniversary. And you know what? I am so proud of myself because normally I'm always the mistress of ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever event, family reunion, the anniversary, you know, I always got to be the mistress of ceremony. And I have to tell you, I was very proud of myself. I spoke very well.
Oh, okay.
I was not all over the place. I said what had to be said as a mistress of ceremony. And I just got to give it to myself. Kudos to Sugar because Sugar was on the ball. But the anniversary, it turned out very, very nice. And we had the opportunity to meet my great niece, who is 1 year old. My niece, Danielle, flew from Texas with this 1 year old to surprise her mom and her grandma.
That was nice.
But she had the chance to be with her granddad and met all of her great aunts. And I have to tell you, she is as cute as a bud. And was a good baby around all of these strangers. And even let them, some of them, hold her.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, just to see her, I mean, oh, my gosh, she is just too cute.
Okay, so that was Saturday.
And then Sunday, oh, my God, went out again. So I had a full weekend for a change.
Yes, you did.
Went to a birthday party at the Elks Club for Miss Murtis.
Okay.
Who comes to the show place. It was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I never get to go because our sessions have always been on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But since we've changed it to twice a month now on Saturdays, I had the opportunity to go to our party.
Okay, and did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was nice. It was at the Elks Club. I don't care for the Elks Club, but it was nice. It was a lot of showplace people there.
Oh, we had a gathering there years ago. So it's like so back in the day.
Yes, it is. The people are back in the day as well.
It looked dark.
Oh, no, it was bright. They done brighten it up.
Put some lights in?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a change because normally.
And the people, I mean, there was no smoking because, see, I didn't really want to go because I thought that I was going to be smelling like a chimney when I left.
Do they smoke in there?
Not anymore. It's a no smoking.
No smoke zone?
Smoke zone.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
So, you know, we enjoyed ourselves. You know, I had to leave. We had to be out of there by a certain time because I had to go home and get ready for work the next day with these babies.
Right, right, right.
But other than that, I had a full weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, it does.
Okay. You guys, we are on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Feel free to call in at 646-378-0378. Call in, say hello, let us know something you want to talk about. Just say hi. I mean,
right. Wait, don't be afraid to call in.
Just say hi. 646-378-0378. And we are from BodyMindSpiritRadio.com.
All righty, girl. Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, sister. Hey, Shelly.
So, hey, daughter.
We just was talking about, I want to tell you guys my experience with filling out applications. I don't know if you guys have trouble filling out applications, but I am having the worst time filling out my applications. It seems like every time I try to do something with my computer, the devil don't want me to fill out the applications. I mean, it's like he don't want me to get me a job. It's getting wintertime, and you know, I can't be barbecuing out in the cold, so I'm trying to get me a job, trying to help out around the house, you know, do my duties, helping out.
Your duties.
I'm trying to help out the hubby and, you know, do what I'm supposed to do.
What is it that you're supposed to be doing?
I don't know, but I want to talk about on the news this morning. There was the weather guy. I don't know which one it was, but his wife wrote a blog saying that her duty is only for her child. Not if she don't have a castle already when the husband come home. It's okay that she's not there to do everything for the husband. And she got a lot of backlash from that. You know,
really?
A lot of people were really on her heart. And I feel what she's saying, but the problem was a lot of people feel how she feel, but they just don't say anything.
Okay, so she was bold enough to go ahead.
She was bold enough. And, you know, I want to get a job because all day, you know, I have a task. I mean, I have a long list what I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't want to do all that. I'd rather go to work. he got me doing too much, you know.
You know what? That's how your mama was, honey. I'd rather be at work any day than be sitting up there at home talking about doing some housework,
right,
cooking some dinner.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I'd be at home all day. I'm trying to do these applications. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And right before time, when I think he's about to get off, I'm doing, my kids call it speed cleaning. I'm trying to pick up stuff. I'm trying to throw things in the oven. I'm trying to cook. I'm trying to, I don't want to do all that.
But if you had a job, you wouldn't have to do that, would you?
I mean, I have
to. You still going to have to cook?
No, just a little bit. Just a little. But, you know, he calling me, want me to go pick up this from the store, go pick up that. Can you fry some tomatoes? Can you? I just be like, when I see the number, I don't even want to pick the number up. I don't even want to pick the phone up. I don't want to do all that.
Girl, that is funny. I feel you because I know back in the day, girl, I heard up and found me a job because trying to squeeze an allowance out the grocery money.
Right.
Oh, girl, ooh, it was. I would be squeezing like.
How can you squeeze out of the grocery money?
Something you don't buy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, I don't want to be doing
so that. I've heard up and found me a J-O-B. And at that time, you know what? I'm just going to be honest. Most people talk about putting their money in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I didn't put my money in no jar because I felt as though, you know.
Your money was yours.
My money was my money for me to take care of the extra things. And his money was supposed to take care of the house because he was the man. You know, they always want to talk about
being the man.
Being the man. They wear the pants.
Well, it has changed now.
It has.
Yes, I was still trying to go with that formula myself, but I think that formula has changed a little bit. putting the money in the jar.
I spent my money before I came home. I spent all my money. I went to Winkleman's like nobody's business,
no.
And then I had to hide the stuff and pull it out, you know, maybe a couple of months later.
I want to talk about filling out these applications.
Go ahead, girl.
And if anybody can call in or let me know the secret to application filling out with these computers, because I am not computer savvy. But when I hear my friends talk about their kids who are millennials who can fill out an application by 8 a.m. and by 11 a.m., they are getting a response talking about come in for an interview. I have filled out several applications and I have only had one response.
Wow.
So I like to know what I'm doing wrong because, and I'm not trying to be funny, I have seen people who don't look like they rap too tight who work in these jobs. Who are filling out their applications? Who are filling out the people who don't look like they are there?
So you need to find those people where they can fill out yours.
So they can help me.
Right.
Because I'm like, how all these people got jobs? And I'm trying to get a job and it is taking me forever to fill out these applications. And I mean, sometimes I can be on that site for 45 minutes to an hour and a half, one job. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I need y'all to let me know what I'm doing wrong because I'm really, really getting a little irritated, a little frustrated right now, just really trying to see what I can do for this job application. It is just really working me over. I don't know how to download my resume. I don't know what I'm doing wrong with that. So I need you guys. Tell me, Shelly, tell me what I'm doing wrong with how to download my application because I need some help. I need some help and I need me a J-O-B.
And I tried to help her and she just chews my head off.
When I come over to her house, her computer goes slow. I don't know what's going on. So I don't know. I mean, I drove way out there, out of town Sunday because you know how far she lived to try to fill out.
In West Bloomfield.
Bloomfield, and I'm 96 in Telegraph, so I went out of town trying to get my coupons together and trying to fill out these applications, and it just wasn't working for me, so I was a little upset when I left from out of town to go back home.
You was a little salty?
I was a little salty because I didn't have no coupons and I didn't get no resume downloaded or anything, so Yeah, I was hurt.
And y'all should listen to this. I be trying to give her suggestions or trying to find out what is the problem. And she just chews my head off. Look at my hair. She chews my head off. That's why my hair look like it does.
I don't chew her head off. But you know what? And I have come to realize, and I've told this to my girlfriend, because everyone was trying to tell me pointers on my job.
Okay.
And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I really have not been in the workforce a lot. I'm self-employed.
Right.
So when you're coming from self-employment, trying to work in the workforce, it's hard. It's hard. And I'm going to just let you guys in on what was going on. I was at a job, and they had me titled as a food server. That's all I wanted to do is what they titled me as. Then they wanted me to do something else that I felt like was not what my job description was. And now they had gave me a raise. They did give me $1, but I didn't think that was, big deal, because, you know, I was doing too much with the other job that I was doing. So when they gave me that dollar, I thought that was the dollar from the job description that they had gave me there, but then they wanted me to do more. And I told them, I'm not doing that. And, you know, I talked to my mother, and she was trying to tell me, Cassandra, when you don't have the right credentials, you don't really have a right to say what you're not going to do because it's not your company. I wasn't listening to that. I told her, I'm not doing all that sugar honey ice. I ain't doing it. So to make a long story short, I'm no longer there. And I realized sometimes you have to
eat crow.
Is that what it's? You have to eat crow. You have to do what the employee tell you to do if you want a job. And I didn't realize that at the time. But I realize it now. So, and my girlfriend, she was trying to tell me also, with Cassandra, you know, you can't be in there telling the employee what you going to do, what you not going to do, and they ain't paying me enough. But what I tell the young people now, if they not paying you enough, then you have to have the right credentials. I'm not certified in ServSafe. I don't have a certificate in culinary arts.
Thank you, Pastor Jenkins. She don't think I'm a good coach.
And I wasn't listening to her. I wasn't listening to a Pastor Jenkins, and I wish I had, because right now it's just really taking me all around the block trying to get back in the workforce, you know. And, you know, some people might say, well, I thought you had your own business, but I'm going to tell you, running your own business is not easy, and you cannot run your own business without any money. I will say that again. You cannot run your own business without a cushion, without having money. So, I mean, you can't keep on pinching off of this and off of that trying to run a business. That is not how it works. So I'm realizing now, and I'm glad it didn't take me years, I'm realizing that I need a job. I need a job to help with the business, and I need a job to help out at home. And I can admit it. I can admit it. But, you know, I didn't want to listen to nobody. I was looking at them like that. You know, and the man, he was all in my face telling me what I had to do. And I was looking at him like, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing all that. So I was insubordination. And I mean, it has really been a learning experience for me. So I have learned that you have to be humble.
Yes.
And I wouldn't say have to eat crow. It's just a lot of things that you have to do. It's a lot of things that you have to do. And it's just time to make a U-turn. I will see you next. And it's just a lot that you have to do now, and I'm realizing that, and I didn't appreciate that. Then I always go on Google to see how much I should be getting paid. So I go on Google to see how much I should get paid, and I realized what I was making at the last job, it was on scale. I thought they weren't paying me right. I said, I'm not coming here doing all this for this little bit of money. But that was what the pay scale was for that job that I applied for. I didn't know. I'm like, but how can I go in there and demand all this money and I'm not served safe any. I'm not served safe. I don't have a certificate in that. I don't have a certificate in my culinary art degree, but I want all this money. Rude awakening, honey, it woke me up. And I can honestly say it really woke me up. And I can say that I'm hip to what's going on.
And you know what? It's a valuable lesson.
It really is.
But on the other hand, I can see you being disappointed and all of that. But this is what we try to convey to our youth, that when you out there looking for a job, you're not going to, you know, they want to make six figures. It's not happening. And I tell them all the time when I go on those career days, you're not going to be making no six figures.
Well, I didn't think I was going to be making six figures, but I think I should be making more than $9 or $10 being a grown woman.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to always say. You know, anytime you, my son, he was 19 and 20, he was making more than me. And I'm a grown woman, but my thing is, you have to know what you have to do. Another valuable lesson, I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and I'm a licensed instructor. My mother told me to go on DPS to see did they have any cooks positions. What was the first thing that I saw?
Cosmetology
instructor.
And I was going to mention it to you, but I knew that you would have chewed my head off because she don't want to do hair. But she does mine. I'm the only customer she has. I thank God for that.
But what I'm trying to say is I let my license lapse over 10 years ago for my instructor's license. You know
right.
why? Because people never was retiring. People never retired from cosmetology teaching that it was a gravy job. So I said, why am I steady paying my money every 2 years when I'm not going to be able to get a position? So I let my license lapse. At that time, I didn't think I needed them. But what was the first job that came up at DPS? An instructor.
Yep.
I can't even apply for it because I let my license lapse. So all this is a valuable lesson to me, and I'm looking at everything. And I'm taking what I have. I'm owning up to it. I'm owning up to what I have learned and what I have did over the years. I mean, you know, it just is what it is. So.
I mean, well, is there any way that you can correct that mistake?
At this time, the only thing is I can do, I mean, I didn't even tell you. I didn't even have my cosmetology license current. I didn't do them, renew them last year. What? Mm-mm.
Okay.
You're right, Pastor Jenkins. Lesson learned. I didn't even renew them. So the first thing I have to do is to renew my cosmetology license. I have to renew those first before I can even renew my instructor's license. So I have to renew my cosmetology license first.
Well, you have to take the test over.
You don't have to take the test over for that because it's been on not on just 1 year.
Oh, thank God for that.
But as far as my instructor's license, I don't think that's what's important to me right now. What's important is me being served safe if I want to continue to be in the food industry.
Right.
So that's what I have to do first. And remember back in the day, all you had to do was get a food handling card and pay $12. When thanks to our governor, he wanted, hey, how can I make more money from the citizens? I'm going to make you guys go do serve safe. So now you got to do serve safe.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I mean, it just is what it is. So everything has been a valuable lesson. It has been a valuable lesson to me. And I'm learning and I'm owning up to what my part was. I mean, and that's all about life. And if I didn't learn anything from the mistakes I have made, what am I here for?
You're right.
If I'm not learning, but it seems like it's taken me a long time. I mean, in 2 years, I'll be 50.
Oh, wow.
It's time for me to be thinking about my retirement. And then people think because you married, well, your husband has a pension. I want my own retirement money.
I know that.
I don't
right, want
to depend on him. His retirement money could be for the household, but what about Cassandra's retirement?
That's right.
So I can't be depending on his retirement and his pension. I got to worry about my pension. And I don't get a pension because I did hair for 12 years.
And you know what that brings me to? I remember when I was getting ready, I was in between a job because, you know, I wanted to work.
Right.
And the job that I had, the demand had decreased. And I was trying to figure out, wow, what am I going to do? And my sister said, Gladys, you can draw your husband's Social Security. I said, what? I said, how am I going to do that? And she told me to check into it. So I checked into it. Sure enough, if you're married at least 10 years, you qualify for getting the Social Security. I was shocked. And I went to the Social Security office, so that kind of helped me with my finances. But when I they also let me know when I became full retirement age that I could get my own Social Security because mine was more than what I was getting of his.
Okay.
But to make a long story short, I know how you feel as far as, you know, talking about your pension and all of that. Me and my sisters, we were very fortunate. We worked for DPS. And our retirement paid for by the board.
But how many jobs nowadays have that?
Exactly. That's what I was getting to. Those days are gone. And, you know, I keep on trying to tell these young people.
It's not about young people. I mean, in 2 years, I'll be 50.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God I went out and got a job.
Right.
So to you even get Social Security from doing hair for 12 years.
Which was smart.
I'm going to just keep it real. I'm not saying me, but some people don't do file taxes.
They sure don't.
When they do hair. Some people don't file taxes. Did I fall in that bracket? I probably did. I had to go out and get a job. Now, what I'm getting for Social Security is nowhere near that's going to help me live. But I get something because I did go and put into my retirement because I went out and got a job. But the people, and I look at people who do hair, who are self-employed all the time, and don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with being self-employed. But I had a friend, and I told my mother, I said, I'm not trying to be funny, but he going to die doing hair.
And that's what he did.
He's going to die doing hair because he had no Social Security put up. And he was 59 when he passed, or 60. Was he 60-something?
He was 60-something.
He was 60-something. All his friends worked at the plant. They had all retired. But he could not retire. And when I told her, and she said, don't say that. That sounds cruel. He died doing hair, a senior citizen, because he did not plan for the future. And I don't want to be like that. And it's really something to think about. I do have a little money for Social Security, but am I secure? I'm not. Do I have enough time? I hope I do. I realize that now. And I have a lot of friends who are in my age bracket. That have you really sat down and thought about your retirement? It's really something to think about. Think about your 401k. Think about your retirement plan. Think about your Social Security. And you got some people who think, I don't need all that.
But
I'm
you know
good.
What? You're talking about Social Security. I'm going to tell you how dumb I was. I thought everybody gets Social Security.
If you don't put in, you don't
I
get
I didn't know
else.
That if you didn't put in, and then there are some jobs that they don't pay into Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
What you put in
is what you
get
out.
If you don't put nothing in, you don't get nothing
because
out.
Because I thought by my brother being self-employed, that he didn't pay Social Security, but you know what?
He had to do it on his own.
Right, he did it on his own, but he was smart enough to do it on his own. And when he became Social Security, he gets a check.
Because he paid into it.
He paid
and
into it.
And that's what people have to do who are self-employed. See, everybody worrying about, okay, I work for myself. I don't have to punch a clock. But you're not thinking about what's going to happen when you're 55. What's the age? What's the age that you can retire from some jobs? Is it 55?
Right.
So you're not thinking about when 7 years from now, I'll be 55 and I don't have anything in a pension. Not thinking, of, I'm not, I don't, you know, people say you married. Oh, I get all that. But what do Cassandra have?
Exactly.
It's not about what my husband have. It's what do Cassandra have for herself.
Right.
So, am I late in the game? Yes, I am. Is it too late for me to put into a 401?
No,
it's never too late for me to put into my retirement plan. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm at what I'm going to do to help myself, to make it easier and comfortable for me and my husband, for us to be sitting up there drinking on some pina coladas and we ain't worrying about, oh, the bills. That's really what it's all about, and that's what I'm learning now.
And you have a lot of women that don't never learn, and they have to get out there and get that job.
At 50-something, busting their butts at 50.
Exactly.
Not chilling, because, see, I plan on chilling. You know, so if I got to put in the work now, and I really don't. I don't want somebody telling me what to do.
At least she's being honest. She definitely.
I don't want that, but I know what I have to do now. So I'm going to take you guys on the journey with me. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to pay for my license that I should have paid for last year, my cosmetology license. You guys might see me at JCPenney's doing hair now.
All right, girl.
That's what I got to do. So I'm going to take you guys on my journey. The first thing is to pay my cosmetology license. The second thing is when I get some more money, I need to take the online class for ServSafe to get me in a better position that I can get a better $9 and $10 job. And $9 and $10 might be good for somebody, but it's not good for me. And I know in order for me to get more than $9 and $10, I got to get ServSafe. I got to have that certificate. Or I got to do hair. Because at one time, I was making $30 an hour. That was back in the day. And I had to realize that was back then. I can't do nothing with what I was doing back then other than the skills that I have. So that's what I am learning of what I have to do. That's where I'm at now at this point in my life. And you know what? A couple of weeks ago, I was depressed. But this morning, I'm good.
Well, all right.
Because I know God got me, and I realize my mistakes, and I learn from them, and I got to figure out now what I'm going to do to get to the next level. I don't have to figure it out. I know what I have to do. As far as taking tests, I ain't been in school, and I don't know when. I'm not trying to sit there, but I got to do it. I got to study so I can pass to get my certification. I got to pass ServSafe. I got to just pay the money to renew my cosmetology license. These are things that I got to do. It is what it is. So, you know, that's where I'm at. And like I said, I'm going to take you guys on this journey with me. And I need you guys to push me. Say, Cassandra, have you did this? Have you studied? Get off of Facebook so much. Don't be doing all these posts. I need you guys to be my cheerleaders, to be in my ear.
You guys be her cheerleader, because I've been trying to cheer her on and everything. And y'all look at my hair. She chews me up every time. That's why my hair looked like this.
Cheerleaders, be in my ear. Cassandra, what you do today? Cassandra, you can do it. That's what I need. I know what I need.
So y'all do it. I'm getting out of the driver's seat on this one.
That's what I need. And, I mean, I know what I got to do. But it's all good. You know what? I mean, long as you keep on living, you're going to learn something. And if you don't learn anything, then you're not living. That's
now,
how
that
I
is
it.
True.
Long as I'm living, I'm going to learn something, and if I don't learn something, I am not living. And I was thinking about this driving one day. How many people are truly happy with their life? Sometimes I don't be happy, but you know what I say? Girl, get out of that pity party mess. Be happy that you alive, but you know what? It's more than just being alive. It's living.
Right, because you know what I always say? I be kidding. I want to go on Ayala where she can fix my life. And you know what my 15-year-old granddaughter tell me? Nana,
what's she going to do to fix it?
Right. What is she going to fix? She said, she don't think there's anything wrong with it. And if that's a 15-year-old talking about, well, what is she going to fix? Mm-hmm. I said, girl, she going to fix she said, fix your life. Why?
I'm realizing now it's about enjoying life.
Exactly.
Enjoying your life. Because at the end, I mean, people might think, wow, why she think about that? When I go to people's funeral and I read their obituaries, I'll be looking like, wow, that life was boring.
Oh.
You know, some people, and then you have to look and see people had to find, they was reaching when they had to write that obituary for them. Have you ever saw that sometime when you be like, they pulling, trying to figure out what this person did with their life? That's what I don't want mine to be like that. I want people to say, Cassandra did this, she did that, she did this, she lived her life. And okay. I'm getting it at 47. I'll be 48 next month, and I'm getting it. It took a long time, but I'm getting it, and I know, and I'm really starting to see what my purpose in life was.
Oh, okay.
My purpose in life is really to be helping kids.
Yeah.
It's helping and giving out, because I research a lot, and I always wonder, what did God want me to do with all this research that he has given me? He told me that he's saying, share it.
Yeah.
Share it. So if I can share with you guys what we're supposed to be doing for our retirement, because you guys, it's coming. If I can retire at 55, I got 7 years. And I know some of you are older than me. And you got to ask yourself, am I ready for retirement? So he's telling me to give the information that you have researched and to share it with people and to go on that journey together. Today, I'm not ready for retirement. 7 years, I'll be closer. But think about if I didn't have anything.
That's right.
And there's some of us out here who don't have anything when they get ready to retire. They say 55 is retirement age on some jobs. And in my adult life, I've had jobs, I might have worked a minute here, a minute there. I've done self-employment, doing my own entrepreneurship. But at the end of the day, 7 years is that I can retire. So if I don't get my stuff together, I'll be working hard. You'll see me looking like a slave in 7 years. And I don't want to look like a slave. I don't want to look like no slave. I don't want to look that tired in 7 years. So we got to get our stuff together. But a lot of us feel like retirement is so far away. But I look at my mother. I look at my aunts. I look at some of my other people, the older people in my life who retired, and they did what they had to do. My uncle is retired, and he said he don't want to work. He just want to do what he do. Hoo, 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 hoo. What am I going to do today? That's how we're supposed to be. We shouldn't be like some of those people we see in the drive-thru line, and you wonder why the line is bagged up, and there's somebody who 80 in the drive-thru, and when you finally get up to the window, he's saying, what you order again? He didn't forget. That ain't how we're trying to do. I'm trying to get myself together so we're going to go on this journey together as far as retirement so we can see what we... Ask yourself, write down a plan. Go check out your 401. Go see your retirement plan. Go see if you are close to what you need to be doing for retirement. It's serious, y'all. It's coming up sooner than we think. And we got to be ready. Are you ready for retirement? Ask yourself that. Write it down. Right now on my piece of paper, I got my 401k plan, retirement plan, and Social Security. Are you ready for retirement? That's what I'm supposed to be doing, seeing are we on the same page. And if we're not on the same page, what can we do to get there?
Makes sense to me.
I wasn't even supposed to be talking about retirement today.
No, you were not.
I'm supposed to be talking about turning the hobby into profit. And there again, I listen to my uncle, Easy Al, Ears Financial. And one thing my uncle said, and it sticks in my mind, you have to have 7 streams of income. And 7 is biblical. You go look it up. Look it up on Google. 7 streams of income, and you will see different people telling you that that's biblical, why they picked the number 7. 7 streams of income. Every gift you have is a stream of income. Write them down. Write down what you're good at and write down what you think people would pay you for. That's legal. That's legal. Write that all down, and you're supposed to have 7 streams of income. So when you see me advertising different things, I do cakes, people wanted me to, I have people just all of a sudden start calling me saying, well, Cassandra, can you do a cake for me? Me being dumb. Girl, I don't do cakes no more. I just cook. Well, y'all, I do cakes again. You need a cake, I can do a cake for you. So it's like you have to start utilizing all the different streams of income that you have in your gifts. You got to use your gifts. I mean, it's no other way to put it. So today, I want you guys to write down your retirement plan. Write down your 7 gifts. If you don't have 7, you only have 5, start with those 5. You only have 1, start with that 1. But everybody has a gift. Dig deep. It's down there. Figure it out. 7 streams of income is what you need.
Molly, all right.
Go ahead.
Give them your
my special.
Your special.
She's talking about. Oh, I did a video on Instagram. I went to Cattleman's and I spent $40 and I bought 9 different varieties of meat. And the reason why I go to Cattleman's because they have these little packs. Not the family packs, but smaller packs, like if it's a family of 2, a mother and a single mom and a child, or someone who just lives by themselves, you don't have to spend a lot of money on meat. You don't have to do it. I bought spare ribs, Chinese ribs, 2 different kinds of steak, boneless chicken breast, the tenders, 9 different things, turkey chops, turkey boneless breast. So 9 different meats for $40 on the cabbage, $40.40. And if you're single or if you're single and you have a child, you can take those packs and divide them up because you don't need all that meat. And I don't cook a lot of meat because Mookie don't eat meat through the weekday. I can cook for my kids if the meat there a day. They don't go in there and get it out again, so I'm wasting meat. So $40 for me for how we eat meat through the week is wonderful. And I had over 150 views of that. So I'm telling you how you guys can go and get meat. And you don't have to get the cheapest, and I keep on telling y'all, the cheapest price is on the bottom. Get the meat that's on the bottom. So with they have all that being said, they have 4 for $4 is always great when you go to Kroger's. And I do a lot of couponing, but I do a lot of couponing for household items. What I'm trying to do is get my food bill down, trying to get my food bill to go down. So they got the buy 4, save 4. You look for that tag. It's a yellow tag, and it has the prices on there. So they have the Kool-Aid on sale, Quaker's Oatmeal Instant. That's 99 cents. It's all got to be buy 4, get 4. Asparagus was on sale for $1.99 a pound. You have to have your Kroger card. Everything that I'm stating, you have to use your Kroger card. You get 3 packs of Pop, 3 for 10. You have Verner's Pepsi, Coca-Cola, 12 packs. That's 3 for 10. You're also going to have, there again, is buy 4, save 4. Say $4. So they have the Doritos. You have Ruffles on sale for $1.99. You have Cheerios for $2.79. You have Tide liquid laundry detergent $3.99. So you always want to check and see what they have on there for that 4 for $4. And if you have the Kroger app, warmkroger.com, and do the digital coupon. That's good, too. Always do your digital coupon, and that's going to help you save a little money, too. So right now, that's all I have.
Okay. making it to the finish line, on Saturday, we will be having our second session of the Young and Elegant Cotillion, Young and Debonair Boot Camp. And we're also still registering. So if you have a young lady, bring her out on Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m. And keep in mind, Cassandra is in the driver's seat. And
right.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, they'll do making it to the finish line first, and then Cassandra will take over the driver's seat. That's Saturday, September the 23rd, ages 7 to 17. Bring your female youth out on Saturday from 1 to 5. 2140 Holbrook, Our application packet is online at our website, www.mittfl.org. Next, our breast cancer awareness luncheon is coming up. That's Saturday, October the 28th, 2017, from 1 to 4 p.m. We will be honoring survivors, breast cancer survivors, and we have a great speaker. Her name is Gwen Burton, and she's going to tell us about her journey in being a survivor. So if you know of anyone who is a breast cancer survivor, contact us with their contact information where we can send them a formal invitation. The information is on the website, but our email address is mittfl@att.net, or you can inbox me on Facebook with the information. Even if you're a survivor, give me your information. So that's Saturday, October the 28th at 2140 Holbrook from 1 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $10. And we're going to be making a donation to Carmanos. The next thing, all aboard. Making It to the Finish Line presents its 2018 annual fundraiser. We're going to take our annual fundraiser to sea. It's a pre-Mother's Day cruise to the exotic Mexican Riviera. That's May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th, 2018. And you can put this in the layaway. I mean, you can't beat it, putting your cruise in the layaway. Honor that special mother figure in your life. Honor yourself. Treat yourself. Any mother or a woman who has been like a mother to you, treat them. This is a great opportunity for you to show how special they are to you. The date again is May 5th through May 12th, 2018. We still have cabins available. The registration form is on our website, www.mittfl.org. And if another thing, you can earn a free cruise. All you have to do is contact myself, Pearson, 314-60-596, or Marlene Burdett, 313-877-8330, extension 11, and we will tell you how you can earn a free cruise. And we plan on having a very good time at sea. So you don't want to miss out on this. And the turning hobbies into profit that we were supposed to talk about, that was our topic. You know, being a single mom, at first, the job I had, I wasn't making that much, but I wanted my kids to have a decent life. And I took some, I don't know if they were my hobbies or not, but there were certain things that I did to supplement my income. Like I made milk bath. And I know everybody probably saying, well, how does she make milk bath? I don't know where I got the recipe from or what, but I used like some perfume oil. I used that powdered milk, that Focus Hope powdered milk, and Epsom salt. I blended it up in a blender quite naturally. You know, I had to buy a lot of blenders because that Epsom salt
was tearing it up.
It was tearing it up. But I managed to make this milk bath, and I sold it, like, for $10. And I did it for quite a few years. The other thing I did, I made fruitcakes. And I know a lot of people don't like fruitcake. I used a date nut bread mix and bought that the candy fruit that be in fruitcakes, and, you know, that's very expensive, that candy. And I made these fruitcakes and I sold them for $25. Then I sold lingerie for years. And stockings was the other thing I did. But I did take one of my skills to supplement my income as well, and that was typing. I took my typing skills and started typing up people's papers. And I made pretty good money. So what I'm saying is, we as females, we have so many skills that we probably don't know that we have that you can use to supplement your income. I mean, really, you can take those skills and not have to be on government assistance. So that's just a couple of things that I did to try to supplement my income to give my kids, you know, the kind of life I wanted them to have as far as doing different things, going out to eat. I wasn't the movie kind of buff, so we didn't really go to a lot of movies or anything. But there was a lot of things. I think the most of the thing we did was the eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going to the restaurants.
Right.
I was a big restaurant person. And their birthdays. I always made sure that on their birthday that, you know, we did something really nice. Well, most of the time it was really the things I wanted to do.
Right. But the milk bath was good. I always liked when you was doing the milk bath. I thought that was fascinating. I was wondering, how did you come up with doing the milk bath? And I just thought that was a good thing. So the milk bath was with the Epsom salt, the powdered milk, the perfume fragrance, and the blender.
Right.
That's all you needed. And you was putting them in these little, was you putting them in baggies?
Uh-uh. I used those, what you call them jars?
Oh, those mason jars.
So
she was putting them in the mason jar, selling them for $10. And think about it. Powdered milk is cheap. If you know somebody who's getting it from Focus Hope, you're getting it for free. So you're taking powdered milk. The only thing you're really buying is the perfume fragrance, and you're buying the Epsom salt. Epsom salt is cheap. So your mason jars. You're getting your mason jars from Walmart, which is very, you know, you get like, what, I think 12 in a case for less than $8. And if you're going to sell the milk bath for $15, you soak in the milk bath.
Right.
And it makes your skin feel really, really soft. Mm-hmm. So let's go over your products again. You have milk bath, which if you know somebody who gets Focus Hope, is going to be free. You get the Epsom salt. You get your perfume liquid. You just drop a few drops in there. You're going to have that. You're making milk bath now. You'll be surprised at how many people who probably really don't even know about milk bath. And if they don't want perfume fragrance, you're just doing the Epsom salt in the milk bath.
Right.
And they soak in it. That is something good for women. It's natural. They ain't got to worry about getting infected. I'm allergic to, or the perfume. So that's a natural product that you're making now for people that you're selling. So there are ways to supplement your income. And we're going to do a recap. We're talking about retirement. We ask people to check into their retirement, because I know I'm going to be 48. 7 years. 7 years is going to be time for me for retirement at that age, 55. Am I ready for retirement? So you want to check into your 401k plan at work. You want to check into your retirement plan. You want to check into your Social Security to see where are you at and how close are you to what you need to be doing for your retirement. I mean, and that's what you're going to be doing. Yes, Trina, she did. She did a milk bath. And I mean, when I say it feels good, it make your body feel real good, and it's real easy to make. Only thing, you know, she went through a lot of blenders because that Epsom salt cuts that blade up. But she sold milk baths. She did fruitcakes way back then with the fruitcakes, lingerie, stockings. So when you guys see me, that's where I get my hustle from. I get that from when I saw my mother. She did work, but she also hustled on the side. So it's a lot of things that we can be doing. You know, I told you earlier that you have 7 streams of income is what my uncle always say. He always preached that on Ears Financial. You need 7 streams of income. And they pick 7 because it's biblical. So a lot of people would tell you 7. Look and see what every gift you have. that gift, if you can make money, you need to write them down. Write down every gift that you think you have that you would be able to make money off of. Check into the 7 streams of income. It's going to help you out a great deal. So you got your retirement plan to look over, and you got whatever you're going to do to turn your hobby into profit or your 7 streams of income. Mind, you only got 5 minutes. You want to do your inspiration?
Oh, girl, yes, my inspiration.
You got 5 minutes, sugar.
Do everything with a good heart and expect nothing in return, and you will never be disappointed. SimpleReminders.com. Do everything with a good heart and expect nothing in return, and you will never be disappointed. I think that is really heavy.
That is good.
To do everything with a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have some people that, I mean, their heart don't be in the right place.
Yeah.
But if you have a good heart and expect nothing in return, you got people, I did this for you. I don't like people like that with tits for tat.
Right.
If I do something, hey, I'm not looking for you to do the same thing for me in return.
Right.
But you have a lot of people like that, and it just burns me up.
So do it from the heart, and you will see what it's going to be in return. So you guys remember to always tune in on Wednesdays from 7 to 8, BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. And we just want to thank you guys for tuning in today. And go over what I told you to go over, your retirement plan and your 7 streams of income. That is your assignment for today.
And what is your assignment for today, Cassandra?
My assignment is what
I need. On your journey.
My assignment is to make sure that I pay my cosmetology license fee on Friday. Trina, I'm going to be having a twerk class for
my
birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to be twerking, girl, for my birthday. So that's October, the last weekend in October. We're going to go to the cigar bar.
And
we're going to have a good time. So I'm going to give you all the information. Go on my Facebook page and see. We're going to be doing all that for my birthday. But BodyMindSpiritRadio.com is what we're doing. Go on there, check us out. If you want to call in next week, 646-378-0378. Call in, tell us how, let us know how we're doing.
And Katrina, I will be there at the twerking class. I'm not going for the cigar bar, but I will be there to learn how to twerk.
Sugar going to be twerking. That's what's going to be funny.
Yes, it is. It's going to be real funny because I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I'm going to be that train to help Cassandra celebrate her birthday.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we only have 1 minute left, so I guess it's time for us to say goodbye to our listeners, our Facebook buddies. We thank you for tuning in this week. Have a wonderful, safe week, and we will see you on next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.
60 seconds.
We're out.